still down a lot, but again, it's early, so every run counts.
Number 35, Spencer Davis.
Spencer Davis coming up to the plate, left-handed batter. Bases loaded, two away, top of the third inning, 13-4, the Woodchucks lead. Spencer Davis drew a walk back in the second inning. Hey, that'd be an RBI right about now, as this breaking ball misses well above the zone for ball number one, a 1-0 count. It was a looping curveball there. Davis, the left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. And Davis started his season off steaming hot for the rafters. That pitch misses outside to bring it 2-0. He was on a six-game hit streak to start off his career, now batting 364 on the season with a 417 on-base percentage. 962 OPS thanks to some big hits that he's gotten. 2-0 count is towards left field. That one gets on through. So here comes one run. Here comes another on the way home. The throw is not in time. They'll eat it up at third base, and it's a two RBI single for Spencer Davis. Hey, the Rafters have another two runs here. They've scored two runs in all three innings so far, but why not make it more? Spencer Davis over to first base. Pat Costin goes from first to second. Matt Pinal comes from second all the way home. And Eric Parker also scores from third. It's 13-6 in the top of the third now. And it brings up Mason Onati for his third plate appearance of the game. First pitch to him, he holds off on one that misses inside for ball number one. Onati, he's 1-for-2 in the game, and on deck right now, it's Noah Ruiz. And Onati is just an on-base machine. He hasn't seen a walk this game, but I feel like bound to see one at some point. 1-0 count, misses inside, pickoff attempt back to first from behind the plate. Tag's not in time, and so it's now a 2-0 count with still Davis on first base. Two away, 2-0, two on. Two runs in the inning, every inning. But it's not the second inning, it's the third inning. Top of the third, it's 13-6. 2-0 count, 2-0 Nadi, and this is taken low for ball number three. And when I said Noah Ruiz is on deck next, well, he had a home run back in the second inning. And Ruiz, he's been dangerous all season long. I feel like that's the exact batter that you want coming in to a situation like this. 3-0, Onati's going to take all the way and watch it hit the plate for strike number one. 3-1 count. He might even take this next pitch. Even though he's got to hit this game, he's 1-for-2. He singled back in the first inning. 3-1 count here. He'll watch it miss outside. That's a walk, and the bases are once again loaded for the Rafters. They are juiced with two away. Seven still, but no Ruiz at the plate, and that seven-run deficit might not be like that for long. So Spencer Davis goes from first to second on the walk, and Pat Costin goes from second to third. First pitch to Ruiz is a swing and a miss. Makes it an 0-1 count, and that was a good breaking ball there. Ruiz homered with a man on back in the second inning and two outs. Back in the first inning, it was a walk for him. 0-1 is a little bit inside and brings it back even at 1-1. Worth noting that Nolan Bernard, the 35 pitch in an inning limit, so he will not be returning for the fourth no matter what. Not that he was going to anyways. Bernard up to 83 pitches on the game. There's almost no shot that he came back out. 1-1 count. It's a breaking ball that misses outside, and it's now 2-1. And with Ruiz, you can't really give him anything to hit. He already showed that he can do it in these conditions. Sent one over that left center wall, and that's a relatively deep wall out there. And, well, not deep, but it's high. 2-1 count comes inside, and it misses. Nearly hits Ruiz, but instead the count rolls to 3-1. And, hey, a walk is an RBI in this case. Obviously, you'd love the big hit, but any way to drive home runs with two, that's what you got to do. Bases low to away, a 3-1 count to Ruiz. Rafters down 7. The pitch comes home, and it is upstairs for ball number 4. An RBI walk for Noah Ruiz, and the offense keeps turning. Mason Onati goes from first over to second. Spencer Davis goes from second to third, and Pat Costin comes from third and scores. And a pitching change is on the way here, as we'll see if I can get that name for you. And we're not going to go and hit a break here, even because we just did that last inning. Rafters had to make the pitching change in the bottom of the second. 10 runs were put up by the Woodchucks. The Rafters have put up 7 runs through 3 innings. And that's a good offensive start to the game, but still down on the scoreboard, 13-7. There's been 20 runs scored between the first 2.5 frames, and this top of the third still isn't even over. Tells you just how offensive of a game it's been. And Nolan Bernard, his night is done as he went 2 2/3 innings pitched, allowing 5 hits, 7 walks on 3 strikeouts. He did not hit a batter with a pitch, no box, and he also did throw 1 wild pitch in the game. He faced a total of 20 batters on 86 pitches. And a new pitcher coming into the game for the Woodchucks. It is Everett Swaim. Everett Swaim into the game. And Swaim is a guy who comes over to the Woodchucks from Chandler Gilbert Community College, a right-hander, redshirt sophomore who's from Richmond, British Columbia, a Canadian out here, and over to the States to play in the Northwoods League. And well, he's hoping to have a good appearance here. And looking back at the season so far, he has had an appearance against the Rafters already. He's had a few more appearances. He's got 3 appearances, 1 game started, a 4.5 ERA over his 4 innings pitched. And his last time out was at Madison back on June 7th, where he had a shot, no runs allowed over his 1 inning against the Mallards. And when he faced the Rafters back on May 29th, that was not what he was looking for. He allowed 3 runs, 2 of them were earned in his 1 inning of action, allowing 4 hits and 2 walks in that 1 inning. So the Rafters really saw him well there. Going to try and do the same thing here, as it's the lefty Ashton Zacher against the righty on the mound. Zacher is loaded with 2 outs in the top of the 3rd inning. First pitch misses outside for ball number 1. So 3 inherited runners for Everett Swaim. Rafters down 13-7. But they have been scoring offensively consistently, as that pitch is right there for strike number 1, a 1-1 count. Zacher 1-for-2 in the game. He singled in the first inning, struck out swinging to end the second inning, though. He's got a key opportunity with the bases loaded. 1-1 count with 2 away. Pitch on the way home. This one is off the bat, foul down that left field line, and brings it 1-2. Spencer Davis on third base, but really you're looking at second base in case it gets into the outfield. Mason Onati is a speed demon out there, so it's likely that he would come home to score. Noah Ruiz over at first base, he's got some quickness as well, so if it's a double, good chance that he comes home to score. 1-2 the count with 2 away for Zacher. And this pitch misses way outside, but with the short backstop, it bounces right back to the catcher, and Spencer Davis not advancing at all. And I mean, that was something that completely slipped out of his hand. And actually, I didn't notice it, but Noah Ruiz is over there on first base right now with a bit of a lead. I thought he was going to take off and didn't quite. 2-2 count. This pitch is just a bit low for ball number 3. So it's a 3-2 count to Ashton Zacher. Bases are loaded, full count, two away. Rafters down 6. Offense trying to keep adding to cut into this deficit. Runners going. It's a swing and a foul ball. Foul tip right there that jumped out of the glove of Brody Sexton. So it stays a 3-2 count. On deck, it's Eric Parker who led off the third inning with a walk. Came around to score. And Parker, it's not really what you've seen this game, but last game he was nasty and he has been great here. And you know what he can do from the plate. So not a guy that you want to see come up to the plate. 3-2 count. Good opportunity for Sexton to get out of the inning. Sorry, Swaim on the mound. 3-2 count, and it's fouled back again. So Zacher just won't go down. He's been great at getting on base this season. Zacher, entering today, had a .440 on-base percentage. He's batting .263 in his 12 games that he's played. Has 7 RBIs. His 10 walks are third only to Noah Ruiz and to Mason Onati. 3-2 count with two away. Here comes the pitch from Swaim, and that one's ripped over to first base. Tried to be picked up. It'll be 3 unassisted, just reaching first in time to record the out. So the Rafters still do manage to score 3, but they feel like they could have added more. 3 runs on the 1 hit. There were no errors, and there were 3 left on base. It's 13-7 when we hit the bottom of the third here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And we hit the bottom of the third inning in what has been a long, long start to this game, but a ton of all through the first 2.5. Man, my goodness, this has been an offensive onslaught, and, well, the Rafters hoping that their pitcher, Tristan Krusenberry, will be able to keep on rolling as the first pitch here in the bottom of the third inning to Aiden Harris is outside for ball number one. A 1-0 count, and it's 13-7 in the bottom of the third as that pitch misses away again to bring it 2-0. And Krusenberry has had plenty of time to rest up after his last relief appearance. He came in the second inning to kind of stop the mudslide of offense as that pitch is a check swing but called for a strike to bring it 2-1. Kenny Schultz did not have a night to remember as that one, a breaking ball that misses low to bring it 3-1. And Schultz, his line was finalized after the runs were all counted up. He allowed 12 runs, 9 of them earned. A swing and a miss here brings it a 3-2 count against Harris. 12 runs, 9 earned on 10 hits, 2 walks, no strikeouts, no hit-by-pitches, no wild pitches. 17 batters faced, 55 pitches for Schultz. This one's hit into right center field. On the run in center field, it gets over the head and bounces off the warning track, off the wall. The throw coming back in, and he's into second with a leadoff double. Aiden Harris, his third hit of the game. And the offense keeps on clicking for the Woodchucks. And the Rafters, I mean, the offense has been looking good. They've been getting base runners. They're through the lineup. Now they're almost halfway down the third time through the order through three innings. But right now it's just been nothing that they've been able to do on the defensive end, unfortunately, and really trying to get that turnaround. And you know that these guys can do it, too. We've seen the flashes before. As Krusenberry lets this one go, it's down that third base line, and it does allow the runner from second to take off. So Aiden Harris goes from second over to third on the wild pitch there, and that's the second one that we've seen miss like that this game. And it's one that you kind of see on the ceremonial first pitches sometimes. That's what it kind of looked like. A 1-0 count here, and Krusenberry comes home with it, gets a swing and a miss to bring it now 1-1 on Cade Baldridge. Baldridge at the plate, he is over in the game. He is the only batter that has yet to pick up a hit for the Woodchucks. Everyone except him has one hit. He did reach, though. He reached on an error in the first inning. 1-1 count. This one misses high and gets behind the plate, but bounces off the backstop to keep the runner on third. So the count rolls to 2-1. Krusenberry's just got to find the strike zone right now. Not sure what the emergency plan is for the Rafters, but they have plenty of options. You look at who they can't use, and there's almost nobody that they can't. The only guy who can't pitch today, eligibility-wise, is there's a huge swing and a miss from Baldridge. He fell to the ground on that one and tumbled over the plate after swinging and missing. Brings the count 2-2. The only guy that can't go is Noah Marschke, and Marschke was moved to the active full roster, which means that he wouldn't play today even if he wasn't at his pitch count. So plenty of options available. Obviously, you got to save your starters. 2-2 count misses high to bring it 3-2. But there are plenty of options out of the bullpen that they can go for. Runner on third base with nobody out for Cade Baldridge. Full count from Krusenberry. Looking to finish him off. He brings it home, and it misses inside, and I think that hit him. It did, so a hit by sends runners on the corners. And still nobody out here in the bottom of the third inning. And having a chat up there, it's Ashton Zacher with Tristan Krusenberry, and Noah Ruiz coming in from second base to talk with him here. And Ruiz, kind of a hype-up guy that really everyone kind of loves to see, and could kind of tell that Krusenberry might have been getting into his head a little bit there, and so steps up and says, "Hey, you're all good to go here." And Zacher behind the plate kind of saw the same thing. Zacher more of a calm guy and always relaxed, knows his teammates well, though, as this pitch is a little below the zone to bring it 1-0. Anthony Quigley at the plate. Certainly been a hitter strike zone today. Not a wide strike zone whatsoever. I think this might be the smallest strike zone that we've seen this season. This pitch is a little upstairs for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count. Quigley, 2-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs, a run scored, and both hits have been singles. Runner on first base, Cade Baldridge. Watch for him to take off. He doesn't hear. Breaking ball is in there for strike number one. It's a 2-1 count. On deck, it's Brody Sexton. He's already got an RBI double. And Krusenberry hoping to get out of this without allowing another base runner. 2-1 count. Misses outside and in the dirt to bring it 3-1. So a 3-1 count, and Anthony Quigley at the plate. still hoping to do something. Righty-righty matchup. The runners on first and third. The 3-1 count comes home, and it's a swing and a miss. Fastball blows it by him to bring it back to a full count. And Krusenberry has seen a full count for three batters this inning so far. And he's been working it and working it, but these batters have just been getting the better of him right on that last pitch. Runner taking off. This one's lifted into left field. That one gets on through for a hit. RBI single for Anthony Quigley. That's his third hit of the game as it sends Cade Baldridge from first over to second, and it sends Aiden Harris from third to score. It's now 14-7 in the bottom of the third inning. Offense still not quite able to find, well, I should say defense not quite able to find what they need, and my scorecard is getting completely ruined right now by how much these teams have been going back to back to back. Batting through the order here is Brody Sexton at the plate, sees the first pitch miss high for ball number one. Sexton, he is 1-for-2 in the game, doubled back in the second inning. It was an RBI, and he came around to score on it as well. 1-0 count with runners on first and second, and a pickoff attempt back to second base. It's high, but the tag, not in time, stays 1-0. And the Rafters are still fighting here. You know, all things considered, being down 7 after a 10-run inning is not that bad. 1-0 count. This one is low for ball number two. But again, these innings are so important for the pitchers. Right now, Krusenberry trying to find his spot, but going down in the count 2-0 is not going to help him here. And so hoping to find his stuff. 2-0 count. This one could be two. It's hit over to shortstop. Parker flips it over to second. The throw back to first, not in time, but they will get that runner going from first to second for out number one. So it's a fielder's choice. 6-4 in the books as Brody Sexton is over to first base. Anthony Quigley is out going from first to second. And Cade Baldridge goes from second to third. So runners on the corners. It's a one out in the bottom of the third inning. Right-handed hitter at the plate, Zach Knowlton. Knowlton up for his third time in the last two innings as that one is in there for a strike. It brings an 0-1 count to the plate. Knowlton, the left fielder for the Woodchucks, he appeared twice in the second inning. And he went 1-for-1 from the plate as that pitch misses low to bring it 1-1. And Knowlton, he drew a walk. He singled. He has an RBI. He's got a stolen base and two runs scored in the game. On deck, Christian Smith-Johnson. And oh, man, I'm worried about that. Doesn't matter who's on the mound, I'm worried about Christian Smith-Johnson. Doesn't matter how good of a game you've been having, I'm worried about Christian Smith-Johnson. That tells you enough you need to know. 1-1 count, misses low to bring it 2-1. So you're really hoping right here, you got a runner on first base, one out. So you're hoping for a very similar thing, maybe a little bit harder hit towards Parker so he can flip it easier over the second. This pitch, a fastball that misses outside, brings it 3-1. Because you really don't want to face Smith-Johnson with runners in scoring position. Nolan Ruiz has three RBIs in the game, which means that he's lead on the RBI race in the Northwoods League. That pitch on the outside called for a strike. A good frame job back there by Ashton Zacher. Brings the glove up and what's been a narrow strike zone, he gets a call on the edge. 3-2 count with one away. Still runners on the corners. Pitch coming home from Krusenberry. Gets a swing and a miss. Oh, what a big strike out there. Two away now in the bottom of the third inning. And brings up Christian Smith-Johnson, who I was just talking about. And Smith-Johnson may be the best player on this Wausau team. He has been all season long. He has been nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. You got to look at the numbers. Batting .389 on the season, he leads the team in batting average as he gets a swing and a miss here to bring it 0-1. He's already 2-for-2 on the game. He had a double and a single last inning. Both he came around to score on. He had an RBI on the single. Has a pair of stolen bases. and he has just been killing it. 0-1 count, comes home, misses outside to bring it 1-1. And entering today, he had a 1,000 OPS, reaching base 444. Two home runs, a triple, a double for him. He's got a second double of the season here. Rosenberry gets to wipe the ball off a little bit in his hand to get it dry as the rain continues to come down. 1-1 count on the way, and this one popped foul. To stay alive up there as it rolls to 1-2. The rain coming down a little bit harder right now. A lot easier to see as the horizon becomes tougher and tougher to visualize. The hills out there in left field, always a beautiful skyline. 1-1, 1-2 count, and the pitch comes in. The throw down to second. They've got the runner caught, but the runner from third is going to come home to score. So another run scores, but they do end the inning on the caught stealing there. So Brody Sexton is out in the base paths, but Cole Baldridge comes up to the plate, and he is in for the run. So he steals home officially, as it's now 15-7, heading into the fourth inning here from Wausau. It's WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And it's finally the time for the fourth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks for joining us after the Rafters finally got to see a new pitcher. It was Everett Swain, but I say finally. It's not that it was necessarily a good thing because that new pitcher was Everett able to get the out of Ashton Zacher when he came into the game. Nolan Bernard pulled from the game after 86 pitches on the night for him, and his line is finalized as well, and we'll get to that in a little bit. First pitch of the inning comes home to Eric Parker, and that's called for a strike to bring it 0. Parker up for the third time today. He's 0-1 with a walk and two stolen bases. Also a run scored. 1-1 count to the right-handed batter. It's a righty-righty matchup. Pitch coming home. It is a little outside for one to move it 1-1. And Parker, the shortstop for the Rafters, struck out swinging back in the first inning. Did draw a walk, though, back in that third. So the 1-1 count coming home. It is outside for ball number two, a 2-1 count. The Rafters down 15-7 in the top of the fourth inning, trying to turn around what has been a rough pitching performance into what could be a great batting performance. 2-1 count is a little outside again, 3-1 count, and that right there, it's what you're seeing. It's just this narrow, narrow strike zone, and the Rafters utilizing it to the best of their ability. They drew five walks in the third inning, but one up, one down in the third for Everett Swaim. 3-1 count. It is away for ball number four, so a leadoff walk for the Rafters. That's what Parker did in the third inning, and the Rafters came around to score three runs. Rafters have scored seven runs through the first three innings, which would put them on pace for 21 in the game. So just keep that pace going, right? Keep the pace up, and hey, you know what? You would be up 21-15 if your pitching is able to turn it around. So that's what you're really hoping for. Offense has not been a question for the Rafters. They've scored two runs in the first inning, two runs in the second inning, and three runs in the third inning, as this pitch is in there for strike number one to Matt Pinal. Pinal, he is 1-for-1 with an RBI, a run scored, and a walk. Runner on first base, nobody out. Lefty-righty matchup at the plate. This one is fouled away to bring it 0-2. And Pinal, the left-handed hitting first baseman, he had that walk back in the third inning that he came around to score on. It was back-to-back walks between him and Eric Parker. But now he's got an 0-2 count, so going to have to fight off here. Or just put one into play. Swaim still on the mound as this one is popped up left side of the infield. That one's reaching towards the wall, and it is over the fence and into the bleachers. So remains an 0-2 count as a couple of those fans racing over to the ball in the rain. Hopefully nobody's going to slip on the metal out there. It's definitely slick. The rain is certainly coming down here in Wausau, but the turf field allows you to keep playing through it. Nice to see that as it remains an 0-2 count for Pinal. Runner still on first base. Parker's a good base stealer, but he's been staying put. 0-2 count on the way home. It's upstairs to bring it 1-2. A good eye from Pinal. And Pinal, he's just been, I mean, he's been great for the Rafters. Looking at performances from hitters, that's what you're... He's also a two-way player. Of course, he pitches as there's a swing and a foul. No, sorry, it's a pickoff attempt back to first. The swing I saw was Matt Pinal just taking a warm-up. Back over at first base, though, Parker. He's not taking off. This one's hit up the middle and somehow caught on the comebacker. My goodness. What a catch up there by Everett Swaim. And that's a double play as he goes back to first and gets Eric Parker. I mean, that one was right in the glove of Swaim. That is just so unlucky, and that explains exactly what's been going on with the Rafters today. Just nothing going their way. Even though they have been playing well on the offensive side of the ball, it's just been things going the other way as the first pitch here to Hiroto Kobayashi misses low for ball number one. So bases empty with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Hiroto Kobayashi, right-handed batter at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup. This one fouled back to bring it 1-1, and Kobayashi, he is the right fielder for the Rafters tonight. He's 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sac fly RBI from the first, but struck out swinging back in the third. Just hoping to get on base here, and he was great at that at the beginning of the season. He's been more getting on base thanks to hits over the last couple of games. 1-1 count is hit over to shortstop. Six pick first, it takes him off the base, and Kobayashi avoids the tag. So Kobayashi gets over there thanks to the wide throw, and it goes down as an error on the shortstop. So 16, as Ethan Guerra kind of made that tough throw there, and Hiroto Kobayashi over to first base. Brings up Chris Diaz with two outs and a runner on. Top of the fourth inning, Rafters down 8. Still plenty of time to work back, but they need to score runs, it seems like, every inning. That one's in there for a strike, brings it an 0-1 count. And the Rafters, they did score 8 runs in a singular inning earlier in the year against Green Bay. I mean, they just kept on getting those base runners, and after having already chased the starter, that's kind of the first step here as that pitch misses high for ball number one. And it's kind of get into a spot where you have to put a bullpen arm out there even when they're not feeling it. That's when you know that you've kind of won that battle. And the Rafters seem like they're on their way to doing that to get that big inning. 1-1 counts, a swing and a miss late on that one from Diaz, and it becomes 1-2. Diaz 0-2 in the game. He popped out to first base back in the third. And in the first inning, it was a fly out to right field. So the 1-2 counts, a swing and a miss from Diaz, and he goes down on strikes. That ends the fourth inning. The first frame without multiple runs coming across, and it's also the first one without a single run coming across. No runs on no hits, one error, one left on base, and it's 15-7 when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Into the bottom of the fourth we go, and the Rafters hoping to keep the scoreless run going as Tristan Krusenberry gets back out to work here. Krusenberry up to 55 pitches on the game. He's gone an inning in 2/3. He's allowed 3 runs, 2 of them earned so far into the game. Not a bad inning back in the third. He was able to get a few batters out, but he goes up against Christian Smith Johnson for the second time after the third inning ended during his plate appearance. First is going to be called for a strike, I believe. 0-1 count. And another swing and a miss makes it 0-2. So an 0-2 count. And Krusenberry looking to finish him off. It's fouled away towards the Wausau dugout and keeps it 0-2, and on the bottom of the fourth inning, the Rafters, they got to get this off the field. They got to shut down Wausau, whatever they can do. 0-2 count is fouled away, and Krusenberry, he had a little bit going for him back in the third inning. He had the runner caught stealing after the fielder's choice, and he'd been finding his spots a lot more. Also had that strikeout of Zach Knowlton. Still an 0-2 count, fifth pitch of the plate appearance coming on home, and it's a breaking ball that misses high to bring it 1-2. And Smith Johnson, you go back to the second inning, he had a pair of plate appearances. Both of them ended in a hit. The first one a double, the second one a single. Second one he saw six pitches in. Only one of them was a ball, as this one is a ball as well to bring it 2-2. And in that second plate appearance, it was a 1-2 count. A couple of foul offs, and then he was able to work the hit. He's fouled a couple off on this one, and now it's 2-2. Pitch coming home, he fouls it off again. Still not putting one into play just yet, and not striking out either. 15-7 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Rafters put up seven runs in those first three innings before they were held scoreless for the first time in an inning. In the bottom of the first, it was three runs by the Woodchucks. Bottom of the second, 10 runs as this one's hit to the left side of the infield. Diving, Davis is not able to bring it in. So that gets into left field, and it's a leadoff single after a huge plate appearance from him. He saw eight pitches, ends it with the win, getting a single, and it brings up Ryan Pruitt with a runner on first and nobody out. Tristan Krusenberry still trying to work here, and he's up to now 63 pitches through his inning in two-thirds, and Rafters are going to have to turn to somebody at some point down the road. And the runner on first base, he is a pickoff attempt and couldn't quite get the tag in there. And Krusenberry on the mound, just trying to bring this home and throw back to first base, keeps him there again. And so the Rafters, again, they're just trying to keep it scoreless here, whatever they can do. But, man, everyone is picking up hits. Then again, Christian Smith-Johnson, not a great guy to use as an example. He's a great batter. This one's a fly out towards left field. Shallow, it's dropping, and it drops between the shortstop Parker and the left fielder Onati in for a single. So a flare hit there as it's back-to-back singles to start off the fourth inning for the Woodchucks. 15 anymore. You scored 15. Come on, take the gas off. Take the pedal off the gas. Well, if you take the gas off, then it wouldn't run either. So, either way. Runners on first and second. Nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Krusenberry looking back to second, now sends it home, and that one is a little bit inside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Dylan Schlotterbeck, he is at the plate, right-handed batter. It's a righty-righty matchup. Schlotterbeck 1-for-3 on the game. He's got the single from the second inning and also has a stolen base and a run scored. Flew out to left field back in the third, and he grounded out. Three unassisted as a pickoff attempt back to second base goes all the way into center field, but the runner not taking off. He stays out there, and so despite the pickoff attempt going wild, it does not send the runner. Rain is coming down even harder now than it has been earlier. Everyone who's sitting in the stands right now that isn't undercover has either an umbrella or a poncho over their head, mostly umbrellas. Impressed that they're still out here. 1-0 as that pitch misses high for ball number two. You know, if you've ever gone to a baseball game in the rain, but you were prepared, it is one of the best experiences ever. I'll tell you that much. If you go out to a game and you are just ready to get drenched and the game is played, oh, man, those are memories. 2-0 count, runners on first and second, and the pitch comes home and it misses outside 3-0 and Krusenberry in danger of walking his second batter of the game. And, man, the Rafters right now are just, it's just watching and hoping. And Krusenberry working from behind. You got to throw this one over the plate. 3-0 count coming on home, and there it is. Fastball down the middle brings it 3-1. On deck, you got Ethan Guerra. Guerra, the shortstop for the Woodchucks, and he's only got the one hit today, but so does Schlotterbeck as this pitch comes in and misses low for ball number four, so it loads the bases with nobody out here in the fourth inning. And the worst part about it is that this doesn't even seem like the worst thing that we've seen today. And Ziggy's going out to the mound, and it looks like we might have a pitching change here as Ziggy's going to talk with Krusenberry. We'll see if he makes the call down, and Krusenberry looking out there, and looks like that might be it, having a conversation with mid-inning switch here in the rafters. Man, you look at just the way that this game has gone, and you're heading into this game, three-game win streak, but not really able to keep the momentum rolling along from the off day that they had. And that's Cannon Restine checking into the game. Restine, he comes in for Krusenberry after just an inning and two-thirds of work for him. Krusenberry can't go through the fourth. And it's the third pitcher that the Rafters have seen here. And you're really hoping that Restine can take him at least through five, maybe six. I mean, you just got to get outs at this point.
Number 19, Ken and
Restine. And Restine up on the mound. This will be his sixth appearance of the season, but finishing up Krusenberry's line, he allowed six hits with two walks, struck out two batters, and he did hit a batter with a pitch, had one hit batter, no balks, and as for wild pitches, he threw one wild pitch. I was about to say he didn't throw any, he threw one wild pitch, and for total batters faced, he saw, well, I got to count this up, man, it's tough out here, a lot of, my score sheet got completely messed up thanks to the batting around back in the second inning, and after seeing 17 batters from Kenny Schultz, they've now seen 23 batters. I didn't want to hit a break here so that we could keep on the air, and I'm trying to do math on the air. This is not what you want to be hearing right now, just numbers spinning through my head. Krusenberry had checked back in during the second inning, actually, after it had been 17 batters faced, so Krusenberry faced a total of 27 plus 2, that's 29, minus 17. Yeah, there you go. We got the number, 12 total batters faced. I got to calculate this all manually. Unfortunately, total batters faced is not in our scorebook, and usually I do that during the off-air instance. But we're ready to go. As Cannon Restine was able to warm up while I was stumbling over my numbers here. And Restine, he's back in for his sixth appearance, as I was trying to say earlier. And his last time out, not too bad for him. And in that game, he pitched one inning, didn't allow a run, did walk one batter, though, against Royal Oak back on June 6th. It's been 6 days since his last time out, so he is well-rested as well. Worth noting, a total of 69 pitches for Krusenberry as Restine gets ready to send this one home to the left-handed batter, Ethan Guerra, as this one is fouled back to bring it 0-1. Guerra, I believe the only left-handed batter in the lineup for the Woodchucks. He is 1-for-1 in the 1-for-2 in the game, with two runs scored, an RBI, a stolen base, a single, a walk, and a strikeout looking as the 0-1 misses to bring it 1-1. He comes into the game with runners on every bag. Bases are loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Rafters already down 15-7, hoping to keep it from less, but he hits the batter. Comes inside and it hits Ethan Guerra. And another run will come home to score. It's an RBI for Ethan Guerra, his second RBI of the game, and sends Dylan Schlatter back from first over to second, sends Ryan Pruitt from second to third, and it sends home Christian Smith-Johnson for his third run of the game. It's 16-7 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rafters can't hold them scoreless. Woodchucks have still scored in every inning so far. They scored 3 in the first, 10 in the second, and 2 in the third. Only one so far here, but nobody out in the bottom of the fourth as this pitch misses inside to make it 1-0. Aiden Harris up at the plate. He is 3-for-3 on the game with three runs scored, an RBI, and a double. He has been incredible tonight, hoping to keep that going. This one misses high and inside and gets all the way over to the backstop to miss 2-0. Cade Baldridge is up next, and Baldridge hoping to keep things rolling, keep that offense going, but he's not up yet. Aiden Harris up first, and Cannon Restine, this is the second batter that he gets to face, still looking to record that first out. Kenny Schultz went 1 1/3 inning. Tristan Krusenberry, 1 2/3, and now Restine. Two home, it misses inside to bring it 3-0, and in danger of sending home a second runner in a row on a free pass. Restine had struggled in that first appearance of the season, but since that point, he's really brought it in. He pitched two scoreless frames in his second appearance of the season back against Wausau earlier in the year in the home game, as that pitch is in there for a strike, brings it 3-1. So a 3-1 count coming home. That one is low for ball number 4, and another run is going to come. And that's the second RBI of the night for Aiden Harris. Ethan Guerra goes from first over to second. Dylan Schlotterbeck goes from second on to third. And Ryan Pruitt comes home to score. Sets up Cade Baldridge in a 17-7 game in the bottom of the fourth inning. And this is looking like a football score right now. 17-7, you don't see all too often in baseball. That one up and outside to bring it 1-0. And seemed like the Rafters might have figured out their pitching over the last few games, but today that has not been the case. 1-0 count from Restine. On the way to Baldridge, it is sent down the first base line over to Pinal, and he will flip it to Restine, who steps on the bag for out number one in the inning. It's 3-1 on the putout, and it does send home a run, so it's an RBI for Cade Baldridge. It's his first RBI of the game, and it sends Aiden Harris from first to second. It sends Ethan Guerra from second to third, and it brings home Dylan Schlotterbeck. 18-7. Now in the bottom of the fourth inning, Woodchucks have already added 3 runs here. Runners on second and third with 1 out. Cannon Restine facing Anthony Quigley, and this one fouled down that third baseline, brings it 0-1. And all of the damage against Tristan Krusenberry now done. None of the inherited runners left are on his line. So Krusenberry's final line, he allows 6 runs, 5 of them earned through 1 2/3 innings on 6 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, 1 hit by pitch, 1 wild pitch, 12 total batters faced, and 69 pitches. 0-1 count coming home to Quigley. This one is fouled away to bring it 0-2. And Quigley is also 3-for-3 as Aiden Harris is. Christian Smith-Johnson also 3-for-3 in the game. Ryan Pruitt's got 3 hits, but he's 3-for-4. He had a fourth plate appearance. So it's an 0-2 count with one away, and Cannon Restine is hoping to finish it off here and maybe induce a ground ball, but he'd love to just get the strikeout and keep that runner on third. 0-2 count coming home, and this one is popped up towards right field. Hiroto Kobayashi trying to find it, and he can't. Man, he does make the catch. Just makes the catch. I couldn't quite see if he did or not, but he did make the catch as the runners go from second and third, advancing one base. But the batter at the plate, Anthony Quigley, it's a sacrifice fly to right field. It's an RBI for Quigley. That's his fourth RBI of the game. Sends Aiden Harris from second over to third base. And it sends home Ethan Guerra. Now 2 away in the bottom of the fourth inning. It is 19-7. The Woodchucks are 1 run away from scoring 20, and we aren't even into the fifth inning yet. That tells you a lot about how this Woodchucks offense has been looking. And well, in a lot of games, it's been the walks that have really doomed the Rafters. That's been, when their pitching has not been strong, it's been because of the walks. you can still kind of hold your heads highly. It's been Wausau beating them. This one, though, comes inside, and that one hits Brody Sexton. So Brody Sexton will walk on over to first base with the hit by pitch. And it brings up Zach Knowlton to the plate. And Knowlton, he struck out swinging last inning and now has runners on first and third with two outs. And this is a long one. And you can tell a tough road trip back. It's not too far of a drive, 50 minutes about on the bus. And the Rafters here just have not been able to record outs as this one has popped up. Should reach foul territory and out of play, and it does. Tough to see into the rain, especially when into the rain and you're trying to ball, but your hat is no longer covering your eyes at that point. That's one of the things that makes it so tough. One count here as Cannon Restine tried to get a new ball, and he'll get it, wipe it off real quick, and wipe off his hands as well. So an 0-1 count for Zach Knowlton. Knowlton, 1-for-2 from the plate. He's got an RBI, a walk, 2 runs scored, a strikeout, and hoping to add his second hit of the game with the runner in scoring position. This pitch is inside to bring it 1-1. On deck, it's Christian Smith-Johnson, so get out of the inning here, or else it might be more damage done. 1-1 the count. Still bottom of the fourth inning, 19-7 the score, and the pitch comes home. It misses upstairs to bring it 2-1. Zach Knowlton trying to work the count. He's worked the count in really each of his plate appearances. The one time that he struck out, it was on a full count, as this one is hit high in the air, and that one gets down for a hit in right field. So a flare out towards right field that lands and brings it to a 20-run game for the Woodchucks. In the fourth inning, they have put up 20 runs. An RBI single for Zach Knowlton. It's his second hit of the night. It's his second RBI of the night. It sends Brody Sexton over to second base. And it brings home Aiden Harris from third. And another mound visit for the Rafters as Mike Spears will go out here and chat with Cannon Restine. Restine is really just hoping to get out of this inning, and so far, he's only allowed one hit and walk, but still not what he's wanted to see because he's hit two batters with pitches. And that's the big holdup here for the Rafters, is looks like we're almost ready to get going back here. It's 20-7 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Well, heading into this game, I was expecting a pitcher's duel. It was Kenny Schultz versus Nolan Bernard. Bernard has been really strong this season. He hadn't allowed a run in his 7 innings pitched. Kenny Schultz had allowed just 2 runs in 9 2/3. First pitch here to Christian Smith-Thompson. He gets on top of it, but it gets on by into left field. So here comes 1 run to score, and the throw comes back into the infield, and it's an RBI single for Christian Smith-Johnson. 21 runs in the bottom of the fourth. That's another RBI there, and the hit parade continues into the fourth. Well, let's start talking about something else at this point. What to talk about on the broadcast? Well, you look at the team, and you know what? One game is not going to kill you. That's the thing. One game is not going to kill you, but you got to get through this inning. You got to get through this game. And you just, right now, it feels like you're never going to get out of it, but you got to know that you are. As Brody Sexton came home on the RBI single, Zach Knowlton is on second base. First pitch here to Ryan Pruitt, misses for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Pruitt is up for his fifth plate appearance in the game, and we are in the fourth inning. I don't know if I've seen an offensive performance like that, and it continues as, oh, no, never mind, Eric Parker. Oh, man, what a diving play from the shortstop to end the frame, and thank goodness, because I thought that one was for sure getting into center field as Ryan Pruitt is robbed of a hit, but still a ton of runs come across there as 6 runs came across on some number of hits and some number of errors. There was 2 runners left on base there, which is worth noting, and that I can do in my head. It's 21-7 as we hit the top of the 5th inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.